Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old-school DNB drop in Ableton Live 12 with that crunchy sampler texture that feels like it came straight off a battered dub plate, a dusty sampler, and a grimy jungle tape all at once. We're not just making a loop sound hard, we're making it feel like a real section of a track, with movement, tension, and that slightly damaged character that gives old-school drum and bass its soul. The big idea here is resampling. Instead of treating the drums, bass, and texture as separate clean layers that never touch, we're going to print them, chop them, warp them, distort them, and rebuild them into something more unified. That's the trick. In this style, a little sonic abuse is a good thing. We want the drums and bass to feel like they live in the same worn-out world. Set your project to 174 BPM. That's a strong old-school DNB tempo, because it keeps the energy driving without feeling too frantic. Now make yourself a simple session layout with tracks for drum break audio, drum one-shots, bass MIDI, crunch texture audio, Atmos and FX, drum bus, bass bus, and a resample print track. If you have a reference track, drop it onto a spare audio channel and listen more than you look. Pay attention to how long the intro lasts, when the bass enters, how dense the fills are, and whether the first drop feels like 8 bars or 16. We are not copying it, we're learning the phrasing. Now let's build the drum foundation. Start with a classic break or a break-style loop with some character in it. You want crisp hats, a sharp snare, and enough transient detail to chop cleanly. Warp it if needed, but don't overthink it. If the timing is already close, keep it natural. Then slice the break to a MIDI track, so you can rebuild it with more control. Use the slices to make a 2-bar drum pattern, and don't clean it up too much. The magic in jungle and old-school DNB often lives in the little ghost notes and imperfect timing. Layer one-shots underneath the break. A kick with solid low mid punch, a snare with crack and body, and short dry hats that can sit slightly off-grid for movement. On the drum group, add drum bus if you want a bit of edge, a little drive, a little crunch, and only a touch of boom if you really need it. Then use EQ8 to high-pass the very bottom and tame any harsh cymbal glare if the loop gets too sharp. A glue compressor on the drum bus can help tie things together, but keep it light. You're aiming for glue, not squash. 2 dB of gain reduction is often plenty. Now for the bass. In old-school DNB, the bass does not need to be complicated to be effective. In fact, simple call-and-response phrasing often works best. Load up a synth like Wavetable, Operator, or Analog and start with a saw or a saw square blend. Add a second detuned oscillator or a little unison for thickness, then close the filter down a bit so it sits in that Reese adjacent zone. Keep it mono, and add just a little glide if you want those short slides into notes. We want the sub to stay tight, with the attitude living in the mid-range. Write a 2-bar bass motif with only a few notes. Think about leaving space for the snare. A very classic move is a short hit on beat 1, then a gap, then an offbeat reply, then a longer note at the end of the phrase to create lift. That call and response feel is huge in DNB, because it gives the drums and bass room to talk to each other. If the bass starts exactly on top of every drum hit, the groove can lose its bounce. Often, the bass feels stronger when it lands just after the drum transient. Once the drums and bass are working together, it's time for the fun part, creating the crunchy sampler texture through resampling. Don't just grab a texture from a library. Make one from your own material so it belongs to the track. Route your drum bus, bass bus, or even the master to a new audio track called Resample Print. Arm it, and record 4 to 8 bars of the working drop. Capture a version where the drums are hitting, the bass is moving, and maybe one small effects hit is active. We want a slightly imperfect print. In fact, that imperfection is the point. After you record that audio, drag it into Sampler or slice it to a new MIDI track. Now you can chop tiny transient fragments, reverse little bits, pitch pieces up or down, or repeat a crunchy snare tail as a texture. This is where the old sampler character starts to come alive. Use Sampler in classic or one-shot mode for chopped snippets, and keep the notes short and focused. If you want extra grit, try Saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clipping on. Redux can add classic digital crunch too, but use it carefully. The goal is texture, not a broken speaker. Keep this layer in the mid-range so it supports the drop instead of fighting the kick and sub. Now shape that crunch layer so it glues the drop instead of cluttering it. High pass it so the low end stays clean. Low pass it if the top end gets too fizzy. If the layer feels too wide, use utility to narrow it or even make it mono. You can also put the texture through auto filter and automate the cutoff gently over the course of the drop. That gives it motion without screaming for attention. A band pass movement can sound especially cool here, because it gives the printed audio that sampled, haunted feel. Think of this layer as the ghost of the whole drop. It should be exciting when you notice it, but not so loud that it steals the show. Now let's arrange the 16-bar drop so it actually feels like a section, not just a loop. In bars 1 to 4, let the full groove establish itself, but leave some breathing space. In bars 5 to 8, add a fill or a snare drag. In bars 9 to 12, change the bass slightly, maybe with a slide or an octave jump. Then in bars 13 to 16, strip something away briefly and bring it back harder. That sense of phrasing is what keeps old-school DNB feeling alive. You don't need huge harmonic changes. You need enough variation to keep the energy moving. Try some classic arrangement moves. Cut the kick for half a bar before a snare hit. Add a reverse crash into a new phrase. Mute the crunchy layer for one beat and slam it back in. Open the bass filter a little in the second 8 bars so the drop feels like it levels up. These little changes can make a massive difference. DNB is often about momentum, and momentum is built with contrast. Now use Ableton's stock effects to automate tension in a controlled way. Put auto filter on the crunchy layer and open or close it over 8 bars. Automate the bass filter slightly so it brightens as the drop moves forward. Send selected snare hits to reverb only at the end of a phrase. Add a tiny echo tail to a last note if you want a dark, dubby push into the next section. Keep it restrained. If every sound is moving all the time, the groove starts to blur. The best automation in this style supports the phrasing. It should feel intentional, not decorative. Once the drop loop feels solid, resample the full section again. This second print is where the workflow really pays off. Now you have a finished-ish audio version of your drop that you can cut, edit, and refine. You can remove weak moments, duplicate strong hits, add tiny reverses before fills, or clip gain specific accents without changing the whole chain. This is especially powerful in darker DNB, because it lets you shape the energy curve more precisely. If the kick and bass are clashing in one spot, you can solve it by editing the audio rather than endlessly adding plugins. A good habit here is to think in layers of intention. One layer should be responsible for punch, one for motion, and one for dirt. If every layer is trying to do all three jobs, the mix gets muddy fast. Also, pay close attention to the relationship between the kick transient and the bass start. In old-school DNB, the groove can feel stronger when the bass arrives just after the drum hit instead of right on top of it. That tiny timing choice can make the whole drop breathe better. If your crunch layer is cool but a bit tiring, make it alternate between active and ghosted. Let it disappear for a beat, then return. That kind of movement makes the texture feel more expensive and more intentional than a layer that just sits loud the whole time. And before you reach for more effects, try clip gain and envelope shaping on the printed audio. Often, editing beats processing in this style. If you want to push the sound darker and heavier, there are a few nice variations. Add a touch of saturation to the bass bus and low pass it so the crunch stays in the mids. Try very short bass slides into strong snare hits. Layer a little filtered noise under the snare for extra attack. Or create a parallel break chain with heavy drum bus drive and crunch. Then blend it in just a little for weight. You can also pitch selected resampled slices by a semitone or two for a haunted, unstable feel. That kind of detail can really sell the old-school atmosphere. As you finish, check the low end in mono and make sure the sub stays centered. Shorten tails that run too far into the next snare. Make sure you're not stacking kick and bass too hard unless that impact is intentional. And if you want to practice the workflow quickly, here's a great 15-minute exercise. Set the tempo to 174, load one break, chop it into a 2-bar drum loop, write a 2-bar bass motif with only a few notes, print 4 bars of drums and bass to audino, slice that print into a handful of tiny texture hits, add EQ and saturation, automate one filter sweep, and arrange a 16-bar loop with one small fill at bar 8 and one variation at bar 12. By the end, it should already feel like a section of a track. So the core idea is simple. Build your old-school DNB drop around strong break programming, a tight bass call and response, and a printed crunchy sampler layer created through resampling. Keep the sub clean and centered. Let the break do the groove work. Use resampling to create cohesion and grime. Automate only the moves that actually improve the tension, and arrange in 4-bar and 8-bar chunks so the drop evolves naturally. If you get the drum and bass relationship right and use resampling to glue everything together, your Ableton drop will feel much closer to real jungle and old-school DNB energy. Gritty, functional, and ready to go off.